Tragedy struck Australian cricket last weekend when we lost Andrew Symonds, one of our most brilliant fieldsmen as far as I'm concerned. I thought I'd catch up with our old mate Ken Healy, who was heavily involved with Queensland cricket, to get his thoughts and memories. Ken, how you doing?
Good.
Mate, an absolute tragedy. There's no other way of describing it, is it?
Mate, it was shocking. And it's all been really tough up here over the last week. Just devastating news, mate. He was a wonderful bloke, and not only as a cricketer, but just as a person. So it's a tragedy.
Mate, looking at him as a cricketer on the international stage, I was talking during the week and saying there were better batsmen and there were better bowlers, but as far as fielding is concerned, I don't know if there were many better. And I would watch a one-day game just to watch him in the field.
Yeah, there's no question. He could turn a game on that. You know, he was that wicket that you're after, that is very difficult to get. You know, a run out or some sort of half chance that he could create. There's not many in the world that can do it, but he certainly could. So he could turn a game on that.
Mate, off the field, is he someone that you came in contact with your time in Queensland cricket?
Absolutely, and especially with the Bulls Masters, we have an organisation up here of past players, and Roy was certainly integral to that on most occasions. In fact, we're up in Port Douglas at the moment, and he was to join us on Wednesday. So it was a tragedy. He loved this trip particularly, and the outcomes that the Bulls Masters achieve in terms of coaching clinics and umpires forums and coaches forums and the development of the game that we're so passionate about up here. He was very much part of that and gave his time, you know, most times when he could. And he was certainly looking forward to this one, so that's even worse for us up here at the moment.
Mate, can you tell us a little bit about the man off the field? What was he like as just somebody to be around?
Oh, mate, he was incredible. You know, he just had this ability to engage people. I've seen him, you know, guys that are late at night and getting a cab home, and they're in a gutter, and he goes and gives them $50 to get in and make sure the cab gets him home. Now, that's the sort of person he really was, and gives his time very freely, and it's not as if he's got a lot of it. Everyone wants a piece of him. But he was just that sort of person. He's a wonderful fellow.
Do you think he managed in his cricket career to aspire to his full ability? He played something like 25 tests or something like that. Could he have played more, do you think?
Absolutely. He was a guy who just didn't want the attention. He just wanted to go and play cricket with his mates and then have a beer after the day's play and go again sort of thing, and then go fishing for a few days and then come back and play cricket again. He didn't want the attention. He didn't seek it. It found him. But, you know, that was him in a nutshell. He wasn't used to it. He didn't like it. The attention, fortunately, that's part of the territory. And, you know, he had to learn how to deal with it. And it was just one of those things.
If he'd been around a little bit later, he could still be playing T20 to this day, can't he? I mean, that game was made for someone like Roy.
Absolutely. And he did so well at it. I mean, on Bulls Masters games now, it's very unusual if he doesn't get 40, 50, 60, 70, and he doesn't hit balls anymore. and against regional teams that are still playing cricket and in their, you know, they're older guys. You know, that's quite an achievement to still be not hitting balls anymore or anything like that. But it's like as if he's never given the game away. So he definitely could have easily played another 40, 50 test matches, no question.
It has been an absolute tragedy for Australian and Queensland cricket, as you can hear in Ken's voice there, and obviously for his young family as well. Ken, mate, I really do appreciate you having a chat about what's happened with Andrew Symonds. Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.